We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount+. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount+, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Welcome back to Dealing Together. First caller?
I bought 3 sweaters to get the 4th free.
Oh, you got fleeced. Next caller?
I traded my old Samsung at AT&T for a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus and chose my plan.
That's not a bad deal.
It is not.
Our best smartphone deals. Your choice of plan. Learn how to get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with eligible trade-in. AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Offers vary by device. Subject to change. S24 plus 256GB offer available for a limited time. Terms and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
For the donkey of the day.
That's pretty fun.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Hey, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, July 13th. It is the 13th of July, right?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Goes to Dr. Jill Biden and Dr. Jill Biden's speechwriting team as a staff, record label, and mother effing crew. Okay, the first lady was addressing a progressive Latino nonprofit group in San Antonio, and yesterday she got smoked on social media and the media in general for comparing Latino people to breakfast tacos. And what Hispanic journalists call it a stereotype. I know you collectively just looked at your radio and said, she what? I said she compared Latino people to tacos, okay? Breakfast tacos in particular, and what Hispanic journalists call it a stereotype. Would you like to hear it before we discuss, before we unpack? Well, here you go.
But we can't get those things on our own. Raul helped build this organization with the understanding that the diversity of this community, as distinct as the Bogotas of the Bronx, as beautiful as the blossoms of Miami, and as unique as the breakfast tacos here in San Antonio.
she meant to say bodegas of the Bronx, not Bogotas.
Let me tell you something, y'all. Y'all know I can't pronounce much. Okay, I struggle with a lot of pronunciations. All right, I can write. I can convey my thoughts, feelings, and emotions through writing. I am a New York Times bestseller, national bestseller a couple times over. Thank you all out there for buying my books, Black Privilege and Shook One, respectively. But when it comes to pronunciation, some words just kick my ass. The same way the word bodega just kicked Dr. Jill Biden's ass, okay? We're going to get to the unique tacos thing in a second, but let's just stay here for a minute, all right? Bodega. What is a bodega? The dictionary defines it as a small grocery store, especially in a Spanish-speaking neighborhood. Envy, you from Queens, what is a bodega to you? You're Dominican.
I'm not Dominican. I'm black, but bodega is not just in Spanish neighborhoods. It's in usually the hoods. It's a place that sells everything. You could get eggs. You could get cigarettes. You could get beef patties. You could get candy.
Okay.
And bread.
Okay. Well, look, I am not judging.
Fireworks in some of them.
Okay. Listen, I'm not judging anyone because I am the prime minister of mispronunciation. Hell, I don't even know if I just mispronounced mispronunciation. I don't even know if mispronunciation is a word, but I know one thing. I can pronounce bodega. And not only can I pronounce bodega, if you are the first lady, you have a whole speech writing team. You practice these things. You're not going to tell me you executed this word right in practice and got it wrong at game time. Can we hear her just pronounce bodega one more time? We got it? Oh, we don't have it? Huh? We don't have it?
He's getting it. He's getting it.
We got it?
Got it?
Maybe? Huh? A little bit? Do we? Maybe you don't. Do we? No. Just tell me if we go. Tell me I can keep going. Just tell me. Do we?
Should I? Huh? Should I? Think, I think we do. Huh? I think we got it.
We got it.
Here we go.
Stop. Go. Red light. Green light. Huh?
1, 2, 3.
Huh? We got it. Huh?
As the Bogotas of the Bronx, as beautiful as the blossoms.
That's
of
cool. Miami. Let me hear it one more time. Bogotas. She said Bogotas. Somebody on that speech writing team failed you. Let me hear it.
As distinct as the Bogotas of the Bronx.
Okay. Yes. Multiple people failed you, Dr. Jill Biden, because I know you had to do a dry run of this speech, and someone on your team should have corrected you. If it was me, I would have just let you listen to an episode of the Bodega Boys podcast. Drop on the clues bombs for my guys, DJ Samero. All you got to do is press play on a Bodega Boys podcast. That's the first thing you're going to hear. Listen.
Bodega Boys.
Bodega. Okay, no excuse for that, especially being that bodegas are an institution in neighborhoods all throughout New York. But let's get to the really good stuff, all right? Dr. Jill Biden said that the Latino community is as unique as the breakfast tacos here in San Antonio. Now, y'all know I like to put colorful words together, okay? I love to find comparisons for different things because it makes folks understand better. But I don't understand any of this. All right, Latinos are as unique as the breakfast tacos here in San Antonio. What the hell does that even mean? Can I hear that again, please?
And as unique as the breakfast tacos here in San Antonio.
First Lady Biden, goodness from gracious. One doctor to another. Okay, I know we busy. All right, we got a lot going on, so we entrust people with different things. The one thing that you always have to be responsible for is the words that come out of your mouth, even if somebody else wrote them. I'm not saying nothing that I don't truly understand. Soon as I would have saw the Latino community is as unique as the breakfast tacos here in San Antonio, I would have asked, what does this mean? Okay, I need context to why I would be comparing the Latino community to breakfast tacos. Now, we all have cultural blind spots. I'll be the first to tell you, if Latinos, you know, look at tacos the way black people look at fried chicken and watermelon, hey, I totally understand. But if they do, I don't know anything about it. All right, so maybe Dr. Jill Biden and her riding team didn't realize this is considered a stereotype simply because they didn't know. And that's fine. But once again, if you don't know, then why are you saying it, okay? How about this? Even if you didn't realize it was a stereotype, because I wouldn't have. Did y'all know that? Did y'all know that they consider that a stereotype?
No.
Okay.
I didn't.
I would have just thought the line was whack, right? You compare a whole Latino community to breakfast tacos, or the breakfast tacos in San Antonio considered that unique? Huh? Now, I did some research. And by research, I mean Google. And I came across a website called Uncle Jerry's Kitchen. And this is the ingredients in a San Antonio breakfast taco. And in its most basic form, keyword basic, the San Antonio breakfast taco is nothing more than a flour tortilla filled with refried beans.
Tortilla.
See, I told you, I'm the prime minister of mispronunciation.
I know.
I own it. Okay? A fried, what is it?
Tortilla.
A fried tortoise, all right, filled with refried beans and a serious portion of cheddar cheese, all right? They say salsa is always present, but served on the side unless you ask to have it mixed in, all right? You can add eggs, bacon, sausage, cilantro, onions, or whatever. Whatever makes you happy, all right? But these things are not required, and most folks around here never consider them. That's what it said on Uncle Jerry's Kitchen. Correct me if I'm wrong, but the Latino community that I know sounds way more unique than a homemade tortilla filled. Did I pronounce it
tortilla.
Wrong?
Tortilla!
Whatever. Homemade tortoise filled with beans and cheese. And to tell me that I'm just as unique as this basic-sounding breakfast taco? Eddie, how long has this donkey been? How many minutes have I been talking? Huh? 6 minutes. 6 minutes, and I still don't know what the hell this comparison means. And guess what? Neither did Dr. Jill Biden or her speechwriting team, because if they did, that garbage-ass bar would have never been written, okay? And I don't know what any of this means, but it makes me think of this line right here.
I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
No one.
No, it's not. It
gets the people going.
It definitely got the people going. Please give Dr. Jill Biden and his speech and her speech writing team the biggest hee-haw. Jesus Christ.
Mm. I think I'm going to go to Bogota later.
I do want more of an explanation. I just want to know why.
Like, as distinct as the Bogotas of the Bronx?
The mispronunciation is one thing, you know what I mean? But why I compared the whole Latino community to breakfast tacos?
And as unique as the breakfast tacos here in San Antonio.
She thought she ripped. She laughed. She laughed like she ripped with that bar.
My goodness.
Garbage.
Who wrote that?
Exactly. And why?
My goodness. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we come back, ask Yee. 800-585-1051. You need relationship advice or any type of advice, call Yee now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro? Amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk, get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.